Global Capital Partners, Samir Lakhani. Good morning, Samir.
Good morning.
So we have Dubai Taxi Company not increasing the offering but changing the allocation. What do you make of that move?
It's a Lollapalooza. It's great for retail investors. It's something that the markets have been seeing, the steady increase in retail demand ever since this IPO wave started taking off about a year and a half ago. Demand from the retail segment, especially with the new population that has come in, the expat investors, there's an increasing interest to participate in various sectors of the economy. Just by way of comparison, the Salik IPO had an allocation to retail investors of about 7.8%. And since then, we've seen a steady increase in the allocation to retail investors by most companies that have gone to market.
Why not increase the whole offering, though? Why just jiggle the percentages?
Institutional investors are still ending up with what, about 88% of the overall offering. The stake of 24.9%, 24.99, that's a strategic decision. I think that was about the same stake that was offloaded for Salik. But institutional investors have been getting their fair share for all this time. It's been the retail investors that have been clamoring to get just that little bit above the minimum allocation. And there were reports about the extraordinary rush to fill in subscription forms with leverage. So I think the companies are starting to adapt and giving retail investors more space towards these lucrative offerings.
I love the reference, by the way, Lollapalooza, to Charlie Munger.
Yes.
Who has passed away, the investor, at the age of 99. Did notice that. Let's have a look, though, at the bigger picture. If we take away the allocations, are you surprised that they haven't increased the offering itself?
I think it was a strategic decision. I don't think it mirrors what was done with Salik. The mix that has changed is also not surprising. Just another point of comparison, ADNOC L&S, which, you know, most people would have thought would have been more of an institutional offering, actually increased their retail investment stake, retail allocation to as much as 19%. So there's been this steady clamor from retail investors, and I think they'd be happy with the news that they're getting more and more allocations towards these IPOs that have gone on to do, you know, reasonably well, exceptionally well in most cases.
Will it affect what happens in first day trading? I mean, I realize 2% isn't the biggest of moves, but do retail investors behave differently once the shares are up and secondary trading begins?
First day trading, I mean, you've got these day traders, you've got short-term traders, you've got the speculators that will always try to come in and move out. The pattern of activity that we've seen with most of the IPOs is that, you know, because of the allocations that they have been getting, especially at the retail end, they just tend to buy and hold. That's been the pattern of secondary market data. Now, in the case of Salik, where, for example, the retail allocation was 7.8%, we've seen a steady increase in retail demand right throughout the course of last year. The same can be said for Empower. The same can be said for Talim. Business models that retail investors understand. So, you know, it's hard to pin the motives of what investors are doing. What we're seeing from the data is that that the vast majority are still building medium to long term portfolios.
Okay, well, we are down in Abu Dhabi. I was speaking yesterday to the boss of the exchange, Abdullah Al-Nuaimi, about the new ESG index that they have put in place with FTSE Russell. What will that mean for the investment decisions, well, that companies like you make and the international investment firms make, your international clients?
Look, it taps into another spigot of demand, right? There's no doubt that ESG-driven investing it now accounts for about 12.2% of total U.S. market cap investment activity, about $8.6 trillion. There are more than 477 mutual funds, about 170-odd ETFs. So it's another spigot to tap into, and it also increases the pressure for companies to adhere to these ESG standards if they're going to attract capital. So it's a win-win.
What other IPOs are we expecting? I mean, I know we've got the announcement of Pure Health, for example, but amongst those that have been rumoured but not announced, who could we still see come to market here? Who would you want to see come to market in the capital?
There's no surprise what we would want to see, but in terms of what is likely and that has been announced as potential candidates, we've got other aspects of the ADQ portfolio, the Multiply and IHC portfolio from Dubai. We've still got a few entities that are left from the privatization drive that is left. But I think what you're also going to see, as you have seen in the last quarter of this year, more and more private sector companies. I mean, we've just had an announcement of a significant divestment by the Aster Group to Gulf-based private equity providers. You're going to see more of a drive from private sector to take advantage of the liquidity conditions and the renaissance that Ray Dalio talks about that we are now currently seeing in the UAE to tap into these capital market opportunities.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. The head of Global Capital Partners, Sameer Lakhani, speaking to us about the news that Dubai Taxi Company has increased the allocation of shares that will be offered to retail investors up to 12% from 10% of the offering. It's the business.